You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. One woman is going to jail after stealing money from Wexford County. Tim Burke has more.
A former animal control officer in Wexford County is heading to jail. Michelle Smith pleaded guilty to embezzlement charges after being accused of illegally using public funds. Smith spent over $500 of county money on gas for her own vehicle. She has been sentenced to 30 days in jail, 12 months probation, and has been ordered to pay more than $1,000 in fines and $1,000 in restitution. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Big Rapids Public Safety and the Mecosta County Sheriff's Office are teaming up to make sure that those who are participating in St. Paddy's Day festivities in Big Rapids are doing so responsibly. DPS Director Jim Ettinger says that he wants residents to have fun, but he wants to make sure that people don't overindulge during festivities throughout the day.
We'll also have some foot patrol downtown in the early evening and three extra officers in the downtown that runs from Maple Street to Cedar and between State and Ives, specifically the student population in the area.
Along with local law enforcement, the Michigan State Police is also stepping up drunk driving enforcement during its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, which runs through March 26th. A 50-year-old Grant woman is dead following a two-car accident in Newaygo County. State police say preliminary investigations revealed a vehicle was traveling south on Oak Avenue and struck a second car driven by the Grant woman, who was heading eastbound on 120th Street in Grant Township. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The accident remains under investigation. A bill was introduced in Lansing that would limit the number of products containing ephedrine or pseudoephedrine that one person can purchase within a 30-day period, and also limits how much can be purchased without a valid doctor's prescription within 1 year. Both of these products are contained with the over-the-counter and prescription medications that are essential ingredients in the manufacturing of the illegal drug methamphetamine. The debate continues on transparency in Lansing. Tim Burke has the story.
Under current law in Michigan, it is up to each individual lawmaker to decide whether they have a conflict of interest concerning pending legislation. It's called self-policing, and Representative David LeGrand says it doesn't work.
To self-police is not a good situation because, honest folks will come forward and talk about their conflicts and they will have conversations about them, but we don't want to create a situation where people have an active incentive to hide their own self-interest.
Some lawmakers say they want full financial disclosure.
For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.